Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CUNA's Bill Hample talking to us about holiday spending. What's the prognosis? What are the trends? And how can credit unions help out? So check it out. This is a prime time for credit unions to really step up because they can help their members out with the holiday spending as we all kind of get sucked into every now and then. So, I mean, what are the prognosis? What are the trends this holiday spending this season? I mean, what are you guys seeing out there right now?
Yeah, well, we've for 16 years in a row, we've done a survey about this time of year in conjunction with the Consumer Federation of America. And we basically ask people how much they plan to spend this holiday season compared to last year.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for a long time, and we do a press conference of this the Monday before Thanksgiving here in Washington to get some press coverage for credit unions, and it works pretty well. It spreads around the country, and we just did it. And this time, based on it, we think that this holiday season, this is a little weird because the economy is doing pretty well, but consumers told us this year that they're not going to increase their spending nearly as much as they did last year.
Interesting. Why?
I don't know. And actually, if you just look at the pure numbers we do, we ask people if they're going to increase their spending, leave it the same, or reduce their spending. And every single year that we've done this, many more people tell us they're going to cut their spending as opposed to increase it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, every year except two, which was not surprisingly 2008 and 2009 during the recession.
Yeah.
Every year except those two, people actually do increase their spending. And so we don't take their responses to the survey literally. Because, for instance, this year, 11% of our respondents said they were going to increase spending.
Mm-hmm.
48% said they were going to keep it the same. And 38% said they were going to reduce their spending.
Really?
So
wow.
If that happens, we're in deep kimchi. We've got a horrible holiday season coming. But we're based on that, we think that holiday spending will rise about 3% this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was 3.5%. And that's because compared to last year, we got similar results, except a few more people last year said they would keep their spending the same.
Mm-hmm.
A few fewer people last year said they were going to cut spending. So we compare the pluses and the minuses from year to year to year to see what's going on.
Okay.
So this looks like a halfway decent holiday spending season, but not as robust as we might expect given what's going on in the rest of the economy.
Exactly, because consumer confidence is at an all-time high right now, and you would think that, all right, let's open up the checkbook and let's go to town, you know, while we got it.
I think consumers are still reluctant to fully admit that we're totally out of the woods.
Okay.
That we're safe. You know, consumer confidence is up considerably from where it was 5 or 6 years ago. It's still pretty far below its boom time highs.
Okay.
And it's kind of sketchy. It has a hard time maintaining, it'll go up for months and then fall back for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very edgy. So, and I think the reason for that is that the labor market recovery from this recession was so slow. It
yeah,
took
you're right.
People who were unemployed for such a long time this time,
mm-hmm.
that it took people a long time to accept the fact that things might be okay. But we should be getting close now. The economy is doing quite well.
Yeah, and that's a different recovery process. I mean, the economy is one thing, but people getting people back to work is another recovery process. So.
Yeah, this is just telling us how deep the psychological effect of this last recession was. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah, it was, definitely. So, I mean, it's overspending is all. I mean, people are going to spend, you know? I mean, it's just a fact this time of year. And it's always a concern. It gets people into trouble down the road. And so how many families are prepared to, like, you know, $1,000 emergency bill comes up? I mean, how are they prepared for that? I mean, especially when they're out buying a whole bunch of stuff, like, oh my gosh, this prop crops up.
So you want the good news or the bad news? One of the questions we ask on this survey is, if an emergency expenditure came up of $1,000, would you be able to handle it?
Yeah.
So the bad news is that only 54% of families said they could handle a $1,000 emergency expenditure, and 44% said they could not. So the bad news is that it's only 54% said they could handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that's up 5 points from last year.
Yeah.
Last year only 49% said that. So the sad news is that about half of consumers could handle it and the other half could not.
So still living paycheck to paycheck, basically.
Paycheck.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this kind of leads us to our consumer debt levels, which are still pretty high. I mean, how much a concern is that for this year as well?
Yeah. So let's talk about reality first and then perception. Yeah. That's funny. An economist talking about reality. Humor me, okay?
I'll let you go with that.
The actual level of debt that the household sector has, although down from the pre-recession peak, is still fairly high.
Mm-hmm.
If we measure it compared to household disposable income, it's a lot lower than it was just before the recession, but quite a bit higher than it was in most of the 80s and the 90s and up until just before the recession.
Yeah. Yeah.
So debt is still high, but coming down. The other way to look at, though, is monthly payments. The level right now of monthly payments to monthly disposable income mm-hmm. is as low as it's been in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And that's because debt's down a little bit, but you may have noticed the last few years, interest rates have been kind of really low.
Extremely.
And so the monthly payment is a combination of how much you owe and what the interest rate is on that debt.
Mm-hmm.
And, with mortgages having been granted at 3 and 4%, with car loans at 1.9 or 0.9%, the monthly payments necessary to cover debt are really quite low right now.
Okay.
So the household sector should feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But we also asked that on the survey, and right now about 43% of consumers say they're concerned about being able to manage their monthly debt payments.
Oh, my.
That's close to half.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah, and 41% say they're okay with it. They're not concerned, and then the rest don't have an opinion or don't bother with it or
don't
something.
Don't care.
Still, of the people who have an opinion, a little over half say they're concerned about managing their debt payments. So, that again, that is not a really strong signal.
Yeah, no doubt. Which brings us to credit unions. What can credit unions do to help their members, especially this time of year? I mean, from what all we've talked about, I mean, how can credit unions step up and kind of lead the way in this area?
Well, first of all, the more of that borrowing that happens at credit unions, the better off people will be because they'll have even lower payments because of lower rates.
Yep, yep.
The other thing is, credit unions have more interest in having informed members as opposed to profitable members.
Mm-hmm.
Need both, but credit unions have a greater interest in informing their members and others. And so helping, when asked, letting members know what's good for them. It's a little late now, quite frankly. What members are going to do in the next month before the holiday season is not much that a credit union can do about it.
Yeah.
What the credit unions do need to be prepared about, and they know this because they've done this year after year after year, is that some of their members, and fortunately, people express more concerns than they actually have. This doesn't mean that 40% of the members are going to have trouble paying their debt in January and February.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that 40% of people are kind of worried about their debt level. A much tinier fraction of that will actually get into trouble. But, credit unions do need to be prepared in January and February to maybe have workout plans for those members who get in trouble.
Yeah.
The other thing is, in terms of education, is starting in January and February to encourage members to set up savings plans for next year's holiday season. Now, not many will do that. It's not like everyone's going to rush to it, but these are the little sorts of things that if a credit union offers this sort of advice to their members, some members will take advantage of it and do well by it.
Yeah, that's something that, I mean, is such a smart move, but probably such a small percentage of the people. I mean, you don't really think about it until, Halloween comes rolling around. Oh, my gosh, I got to, think about holiday gift shopping and things that.
It's sort of an opportunity for credit unions in January and February to reach out to the members with a message that can be on a couple of levels. It said, did you spend too much for the holiday season? If you're having trouble paying for it, come to us and we can help you out.
Right.
And also for next year, to avoid this next year, set up a separate mm-hmm. savings account now mm-hmm. and we'll help you get for it. And so, it's even for the members who don't want to do that, who don't need to do that,
right.
Seeing that the credit union is reaching out with that sort of message creates a positive vibe about mm-hmm. the credit union.
Love it. Love it. Great message to end on, Bill. Thank you so much for the holiday spending advice and all the economic information that keeps us all at the on pins and needles every day. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Happy holidays.
And to you as well, sir.